post the Shaykh is, some differing occurred with that which pertains to the individual who's known as Abu Usama. He said, from some of the brothers are those who say that the kalam, the statements that you have said about him, being that he was not Salafi, it was something which was lacking evidence. So the question was, do you have any form of commentary upon this so that there does not remain any form of ambiguity or unclarity with regard to the status of this individual? And may Allah bless your efforts. طيب الذي بعده يقولون حصل اختلاف حول المدعو أبو أسامة يعني من الإخوة من يقول بأن الكلام الذي قلت في أبي أسامة غير كاف لأجل عدم الدليل في أنه ليس من أهل السنة وأنه لما قلت أنه ليس سلفي يقولون هذا الكلام يعني لم يكن فيه جرح واضح فهل لكم تعليق على هذا بحيث لا يبقى إشكال في هذا الرجل بعده وبارك الله فيكم
أظن أننا قد تكلمنا في رحلتنا الدعوية إلى بلاد كندا في نحو 8 سنوات تقريبا وبينا تلك الأيام وذكرنا نقولات عن بعض أخواننا من تلك البلاد ومن هذه الأشياء أنه رجل من جمعية أهل الحديث وجمعية أهل الحديث التي في الهند والتي في بريطانيا جمعية حزبية وذكرنا ما عند الجمعية من ولاء وبراء ضيق وما عندهم من بيعة وما عندهم من إمارة في الحضر وما عندهم من ولاء الكفار وغير ذلك مما هو منشور في الشبكة مما عند هذه الجمعية وهو منها ومن المدافعين عنها فمن أراد الله له هداية فأظن ما ذكرنا عنه كفاية ولا سيما قد جرحه علماء وأما من هو متعصب أو مدافع بالباطل فمثل هذا مهما أتيت له بالأدلة فليست عنده بكافية ويكفي من حال الرجل أنه أخلاقيا غير مستقيم كما ذكروا ومنهجيا من جمعية أهل الحديث وهي جمعية حزبية قد بينا ما عندها ونحن ندين لله عز وجل بأن هذه الجمعية نافذة وفرع عن الأخوان المسلمين.
The Sheikh responded Hafidhullah by saying, I believe that we have spoken about this individual meaning in our travels for the sake of da'wah about 8 years ago to Canada. And we mentioned some of the statements of the brothers in that country pertaining to Abu Usama. And from them is that he's with the Jam'iyyah of Ahlul Hadith, and this is the Jam'iyyah in Britain, which is the Jam'iyyah of Hizbiyyah, and has with it Wala al-Bara, which is dayiq, the Wala and Bara is restricted, and they also have with them from the innovations is pledging allegiance to other than the Muslim ruler while the person is present, and they also have with them loyalty towards the disbelievers and other than this. And he's from this Jam'iyyah, meaning Abu Usama Dhahabi, and he's from those who defend it. And if Allah Azza wa Jal, he wants good for a person, then that which we have mentioned from speech about him, it is sufficient, especially when they are also from the scholars who have also spoken about him in criticism. As for a person who is a fanatic towards him, or one who defends him in falsehood, then whatsoever you bring for him in evidence, then he will always say that this is not sufficient. He will always say that this is not sufficient. And as for that which pertains to his mannerisms, then he has mannerisms which are not upright. He has with him mannerisms which are not upright. And as for his manhaj, then he is with this jam'iyyah that we have mentioned. And we worship Allah Azza wa Jal upon the belief that this jam'iyyah, it is a jam'iyyah which is nothing more than a far' than a branch from the Ikhwan al-Muslimin. Na'am. Is boycotting the innovation.